लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. And today I have a guest, another Italian one. I asked him what's the correct pronunciation of his name, because I was not sure if there is an American version, but he said to me I can say it with an Italian accent as well. So welcome, Michael Baccaro.
You got it. You did it. Thank you very much. Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Nice to have you here. How was your day so far?
Well, I'm here in Los Angeles, California, where it is it's morning. So my day is basically just starting. We'll find out.
Did you have breakfast already? Are you the breakfast type or not?
I am not the breakfast type. I am a double espresso in the morning type. I wake up. And I feed my two cats. I have two cats, and they start crying as soon as the sun comes up. And so they always wake me up every morning, and they're very loud. And I wake up, and they're like literally right in my face. And so the first thing I do is I feed my cats, and then I make myself a double espresso. So I'm not a breakfast person at all, really.
So you are like a little bit Italian. Do you have Italian roots?
Both of my parents and all of my grandparents are born and raised in Italy. Yes, I'm first generation American. Father's family was from Calabria. Mother is from Sicily.
But you are born in the USA?
I am first generation American. Yes, born in the USA in New York City.
Okay, and do you visit Italy sometimes?
Yes. I do. I have been there many times. And in fact, I have been in the process for a very long time of trying to get my Italian citizenship. And it looks like it's done. It looks like I'm just waiting for like to get a passport in the mail. And in fact, I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't say this at all.
It's only you and me. So
don't tell anybody. But, you know, you spoke with Roberta Sparta.
Yes.
Who is Italian, and she yes. goes to Italy often, and she produces verticals.
Yes.
And I don't know. I might, if the stars align, I might just bump into Roberta Sparta somewhere in Italy very soon.
Accidentally, when she will go there in a month, she told me, you will accidentally happen to be there as well.
It would be lovely to bump into her in Italy and have a little coffee, but who knows? I think maybe.
So what do you like most about Italy?
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh my God.
Because I lived 6 months in Milano for a job, and I'm very, very often used to the Italian culture and mostly the food. You know, it's not far from Germany to go to Italy. So,
right. And yes, so my intention is actually to move to Italy at some point. I have European representation as an actor. I have representation.
Okay.
And in fact, I just recently booked a job. I'll be in Germany at some point shooting a film. So I'll bump into you maybe in Germany somewhere.
Yeah, but it depends where in Germany, because I live nearly at the borders to Austria, Switzerland, and Luxembourg. So I
Gotcha.
live very in the south of Germany.
Gotcha. Well, I
And
think, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't have the exact location, but I believe we're going to be in Cologne.
yeah, that's round about 5 hours from here. But in
Okay.
Germany, you can drive it. It's not like in the US, you have always to fly. You can hear
No,
it's totally easy to
I
fly.
can get on a train and come visit with you. So, but I don't have any dates for that yet. But you asked, yes. Well, first of all, the answer to that question is always food. It's always the food. The food, like the food. That's
And the
the first.
people, I love the people.
And the
They
people, I
were
love
so
people.
open, so friendly. Everyone is the old nonnas, you know?
Yeah.
The grandmother of one of my colleagues there, oh, she made so many pasta and, oh, eat this and this. And you were, oh God, I'm so full. They were so friendly, everyone
You
in
have to eat
Berlin.
there, and you have to go hang out with an old Italian grandmother, an old nonna, and in fact, Milan is where I would probably want to end up.
Yeah, but I told you I lived 6 months there.
Yeah.
And on the last day, last evening, it was the first time I visited the dome and the city.
Oh,
I
okay.
was always hotel, office, or restaurant. But
Well, in my mind, in my imagination, I know exactly where in Milan I want to live, and it's not far. It's not
with a
far from
wine yard, or what will you do there then?
Well, hopefully I'll be working as an actor, and I'll use Milan as a home base and be working all over Europe. That's the plan. That's the dream.
Huh,
That's
sounds good.
my American dream. It's my European dream. And so we'll see what happens. But hopefully I'll be in Italy very soon, and then I'll be shooting this movie in Germany also very soon. Yes, it's in Italy. My God, I remember the very first time I went to Italy many years ago. It's overwhelming. Like there's just too much beauty, and there's just too much amazing architecture, and there's just too much history, and the people are just too beautiful, and the food is too amazing. Like you have to go there 10 or 20 times as a tourist before you can just sort of relax and sit down and have a coffee and feel like you're, you know.
Have you been in Rome?
Of course.
I'm not
Oh,
till
you
now. I
went and you didn't go to Rome.
even when there was the German Pope, I was there. A lot of German traveled to Rome when the Pope was a German one, but
Yeah.
and I am a what do you say in English, a Catholic.
Catholic, yes. Yeah.
Yes, I am, but
Well,
I
in actual
never.
fact, yeah, I had two private audiences with popes,
Really?
and one of them was the German Pope. Yeah.
Really?
I'm
Or are you a saint now? What?
Maybe
Huh. That's why
the
the
German Pope
lights.
likes me, so
That's why you have a lot of lights, because it's your holy.
that's
I
right.
got it. I got it. I got it.
Yes, I have been to Rome many times, and I did in fact meet have private audiences with two of the Pope, John Paul II and the German Pope, whose name I can't
Okay.
remember. Isn't that
Okay.
terrible?
Wow. Nothing to say more. Wow. Okay.
Did you go to
Okay.
Venice? Milan is so close to Venice. Did you go to Venice?
Nope. I was there for work. Really, I had 60 till 80 hours per week to work. And
Wow.
then, yeah, it was a shitty
All right.
time.
Well, you'll just have to come back maybe sometime in October. I don't know.
Maybe. That's maybe in 4 weeks. That's
It may
what
be. And
Roberta told me.
we'll have to have a nice dish of pasta somewhere in Venice, maybe.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, I learned from an old nonna in Italy how to make pasta. And since then I only make pasta by myself, because no pasta is nearly to
Certainly,
self-made pasta.
certainly not in the United States. I mean, because I grew up with an Italian mother, and unfortunately, she's no longer with us. But I will live the rest of my life missing my mother's lasagna, the best.
Roberta told me also that there's no good Italian restaurant in Los Angeles, so she every time she has to make pasta by herself. Can you make pasta?
Of course I make pasta and lasagna, like every, and I think probably once you eat in Italy, you're spoiled. So you can't just go to an Italian restaurant in, in the middle of nowhere. Like, so, I mean, I think she's right. Also, coffee. Once you have coffee in Italy, if you're a coffee fan like I am, once you have coffee in Italy, I mean, that's it. You can't,
Barista.
like, you've hit the peak, right?
I never had a sip coffee in my life.
Oh, wow.
Never ever till today.
Amazing. Wow. I don't think
Yeah.
I could survive. I think I would just die.
I survived studying without coffee, without smoking, without alcohol. It
Amazing.
worked. Yeah. So
But
let
also speaking of Germany, one of my favorite places, surprisingly, it was a surprise to me, is Switzerland. And I had to go to
Switzerland is
Switzerland.
really beautiful.
I tell this to everybody. Switzerland was never a place where I thought, oh, I have to go to Switzerland. It was never really on my radar of all the European countries. And but I had to I ended up going because I went there for work 2 or 3 years ago, something like that. And I spent a ton of time in Switzerland, and I went all over the country, all the way from Geneva down south to Zurich
Oh,
and
really?
every place in between. And Switzerland is absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Yes, the landscapes are amazing.
I mean,
I have to
just
drive 1 hour from here and then I'm in Switzerland. And
yeah, I
it's
loved Zurich, and I mean, I just Lausanne and Lausanne and like and I mean every place I went.
Basel and yeah, I love it that they have different countrysides, the French Switzerland, then the Italian Switzerland, and in every part of this country, it's like a little bit Italian, but Switzerland, and I love it. I love the landscape. And every time I go there, you have so fresh air in the mountains. Oh, unbelievable.
That was part of it. I was there for a screenplay thing. I wrote a screenplay, and part of it, I was up in the Alps in a tiny little village in the Alps.
In the summer or which
It was
time?
spring. It was spring. I think it
Oh,
was like
beautiful.
May, late May, early June, something
Oh,
like that.
beautiful. That's beautiful.
Oh my God. And just to wake up every morning and open the window and just see these mountains. I was very close to the Matterhorn. And so it was just, I mean,
Okay, so I now understand why you want to come back, want to come to
oh God.
Europe.
Yeah.
Where have you been in Germany? Have you been in Germany right now?
No. No.
Really?
No. In fact, the only places I've been at were just like airports, stopovers in airports. No, I've never actually been like spent any real time in Germany. No. I know. That's
We
why
have also good food here.
I'm gonna eat it. I'm gonna go there and shoot this movie, and you and I are gonna have, you're gonna find me the
Then
best
you have
German.
to come to the south because we here in the south we have really great food.
No alcohol, no coffee.
No.
Amazing. You're the saint, not me.
No. Some people ask me, "Do you have fun in your life?"
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. So, did you a vertical in Europe?
No, I have not shot a vertical in Europe yet.
Because I have the feeling that it's coming more and more in Turkey, in Italy,
100%.
in
Yeah, they're shooting verticals now in Italy, which is
Lithuania.
why I might find myself there. And Istanbul, of course, is a huge place. Ukraine, right now they do a ton of Lithuania, and also right now on the horizon seems to be, even though it's not part of the EU, but England is.
That's true. No, because I thought I have con my first contact was with verticals 2023, and I thought that there wasn't many in Europe. But now, when I'm following some actors on their Instagram, every time or every you see Turkey, you see Lithuania, and I think, yeah.
is the big one, of course. But
But
also,
why? Why? What's so attractive to
well, to
shoot
be
in
completely
Europe?
honest, I don't know the exact answer to this. My guess is that it's probably because it's less expensive. Everything here in the United States is very, very expensive. So they shoot a lot of them still in China, of course, which is where it sort of all
Yeah,
began.
China and Vietnam, right?
Oh, I don't know about Vietnam.
Yeah, I saw who was in Vietnam. Nevin Tomich, I think, is in Vietnam at the moment.
I hadn't heard about Vietnam, and Vietnam is actually one of my favorite places in the world. I went to Vietnam once for another job some years ago, and I loved Vietnam. But yeah, it all started in China, and then of course they came to the United States, and we've been doing them here in the States for about 2 or 3 years, and but now definitely Europe has picked up quite a bit. And to answer your question, again, I think it's just because of it's less expensive there. It's
It's
cheaper for them to fly us over to Europe and put us up in a hotel and feed us than it is to shoot here in Los Angeles.
really.
I mean, the whole industry that I'm in, the film and TV industry here in Los Angeles, has had a very, very rough 5 or 6 years. Yeah.
Because of the pandemic?
I think it started with the pandemic, and then of course here in we had a writers' strike. The writers went on strike,
Yeah, I heard about that.
and the actors went on strike. And then of course we had the fires, which a lot of people in the industry lost everything, lost their homes, lost their livelihood, all that. So I think there are a number of factors, but I definitely think it started during COVID for sure.
When did you get connected to this whole vertical scene?
Yeah, I was late 2023. I believe that's when I did my first one. And so that's about 2 years ago.
What was your first vertical you did?
It was I believe it was called, because they changed the title for it.
Yeah, I
You think you're doing one thing and then 4 months later you see something and you
You
think, oh,
said,
I'm not it.
yeah,
That's
I don't
it.
know this.
I'm pretty sure it ended up being called My Playboy Becomes My Play Toy. I think that's what it was
Oh,
called.
come on, that's a stupid title.
Well, yeah, come up.
And when did you get to this whole film scene, scenery?
You mean as a just as an actor in general?
What did you, okay, I ask another question. What was your dream job as a kid? Always something like acting or something like this?
Yes. Yeah, so, okay. Yes, I can tell you because I was a child actor. I started as an actor when I was about 8 or 9 years old. I got my
Oh,
first
really?
professional job. I grew up in New York City. I got my first
Okay.
professional job. I was around 8 or 9 years old, and so I started working in film and TV in New York City as a kid.
Ah, okay.
I did tons and tons and tons of theater in New York. And lots of I did a lot of child modeling,
Really?
for like catalogs and stuff.
Oh, can I anywhere see a picture of that? You as a child?
I'm sure there's someone out there, some picture out somewhere of me in like a catalog somewhere. But yeah, I mean that was
Really?
9 million years ago.
Did you
So
have
when
dark hairs or always blonde hairs? Or what was your
Oh,
natural
no,
hair colors?
I have my phone here. I'm gonna see if I can pull up real quick. Oh, I found it.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, and hopefully you can see this. This is what I looked like.
That's you?
That's me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really handsome.
Thanks. So that's how an Italian kid but
That,
with dark brown.
how old have you been on this picture?
In that picture, I was probably in my early 30s, I guess, maybe something like
Holy shit.
that.
Nice one. What?
Thanks.
What? What?
Thanks.
What?
So I have been doing this my entire life. Film, TV, commercials, modeling, theater, 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 theater. For most of my life, I did in New York, it was theater. I did a ton of Shakespeare for many, many years. Musicals, I did a ton of musicals because I also was a singer and a dancer, the whole thing.
What did you with seven? I cannot imagine that a 7-year-old boy says, "Yeah, I want to go to the theater. What was the indication for you?
This is an interesting question, and I am asked this a lot. And there is no answer for this except to say that I don't know if maybe if you believe in reincarnation, but there is no time in my life where I did not want to be a performer.
Is there in your family anyone?
No,
No?
nobody.
Okay.
Nobody. So I don't know if there was an incident, something, if I saw something or I heard something, or maybe it was just in my bones, in my DNA from birth. But from my earliest memories are always of wanting to perform, to put on shows and to sing and to dance, do all that stuff. Where it comes from, I have absolutely no idea. Again, maybe I was an actor in, in
In
a
your
previous.
prima life, yeah, okay, maybe. So then, did you start with the school theater, or did your parents saw a casting offer, or how did you get in?
My mother, it was just me and my mother, and she was like incredibly supportive. To an amazing degree, and she worked and she worked and she worked, and we were definitely poor, but she worked and she got me. I told her this is what I wanted to do, and so I took for years as a young kid singing lessons, dancing lessons, and then I went to school for dance, and then I was a voice major in school, and then I took piano lessons and guitar lessons and drum lessons. I was a drummer for a while,
Oh, cool.
and then in New York City back in the day, used to because I guess I was taking classes with other kids my age. There were other kids who had agents, so I guess at some point
Awesome. Okay.
I
Okay.
got an agent, and then they started sending me to auditions. I got my first role when I was really young,
A
and then
movie, or what was your first role?
but the first one was a movie that was shot in New York City, and I was in it, and I also sang in it as well, and like I said, I would get a ton of modeling jobs for little kids in like catalogs and stuff like that.
Cool. That's
So
cool.
that's how it started. Again, I have no idea where it came from. I also my mother did something quite spectacular, which was because we were in New York City. I guess I was lucky. I was blessed. Almost every week on a Saturday, she would get me a ticket to go see a Broadway show.
Oh, cool.
And I was a super independent little kid. I lived in the Bronx. And so she would get this ticket for me, and I would go and I by myself, and I would get on the subway and I'd go into Manhattan. And I'd go to the theater and I would go see a show. So there was a period of about 15 years where I pretty much saw like everything on Broadway. And it was really like it was the 70s and the 80s, and it was I think a really golden age for theater for Broadway in New York City at the time. So yeah, I had a tremendous education. I was constantly surrounded by it, by theater, by other actors, kid actors my age. I came up with Sarah Jessica Parker. I would see her at every audition that I went to. Stuff like that. Yeah, so I was just surrounded by this community my entire young life.
When did you move to LA?
So that happened. I've been back and forth. So the first time I moved to Los Angeles, I believe I was in my mid-20s, I guess, something like
Okay.
that.
Because of modeling, or also because of acting then?
Well, mostly because I wanted to be in the sunshine.
Okay. Yeah, that's the Italian, huh? The
I mean,
Italian always needs sun.
I'm not gonna lie. I love New York. New York will always be my home. But I hate winter.
Really?
I hate being cold. I know if I move to Milan, for instance, they have winter, it's gonna be cold, and
Yes.
I'm gonna hate it.
Winter. No, then you have to go to Switzerland. Switzerland in winter is so beautiful, really.
I will do that, but really where I want to go is like I would want to go to like Ibiza or something, or
Oh, cool.
maybe, you know, Morocco. But yeah, so I came out to Los Angeles. I'm being a little facetious, but weather was a huge part of it. I dreamed of like being in like warm weather 365 days a year. But mostly I wanted to do more TV and film work.
Okay. And how did you then get into this vertical space? Did your
So
agent came up one day and said, "Listen, Michael, I got a new thing that's called the vertical"?
it wasn't no, it wasn't my agent, but it was again, once everything really sort of slowed down because of COVID and the industry, obviously, I mean, like really shut down for, you know, a couple of years at least. And then I think I got an audition for that first one, and I don't even know if I knew that it was that they were going to shoot it vertically. I don't know that I even knew that that was a thing. But I did audition for a job. It was sort of soap opera-ish. It seemed like a soap opera type thing, and I don't think it was. Honestly, I don't think it was until I actually got to the set where I saw it and I was like, oh, what's happening here? And I did the first one, and I had a really good time, and it was very quick. Many, many, many years ago, again, like when I was a teenager, in my late teens, I was on a soap opera that was shooting in New York City. So that was a great background to have, because with soaps, especially back in the day, you got a ton of dialogue, and you got the scripts the night before, and you had to shoot it the next morning, and so you had to sort of learn how to like memorize quick, 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 do things quick. You know, you filmed an entire 60-minute episode in one day, boom, boom, boom. And so when I sort of ended up in the vertical world, it's exactly the same. They give you a script, you have to learn it really quick. Everything happens really fast because they have to do this giant project in, you know, sometimes 6 days, 6 or 7 days, something like that. You don't get the luxury of, like on a film, you don't get the luxury of having, you know, all of this time to sort of sit down and do take after take after take and sort of figure out your character and blah, blah, blah. But I liked it. I liked the speed of it. I liked being able, and then I got the second job like right after, and then the third job right after that. So I liked being able to jump from one project to another, to another, to another, and doing it quick and like getting in and getting out and just, you know, I like the speed of it. I know it's tough for a lot of people. It's tough for me, but I enjoy it.
And do you think sometimes that this whole speed or this compromising to 6, 7 days isn't good for the quality sometimes?
I mean, I guess it depends on who's there. You know, I think pretty much I've been very lucky in that, you know, if you work with a great crew who know what they're doing, then you can do something really quick. You can do something in 6 days and have it look beautiful and have it sound fantastic. And if you're lucky enough to work with great actors, who are just willing to like just sort of jump in, then it doesn't necessarily have to change the quality of a project. You know, lots of great things can be done in a very short period of time. You know, so again, I think it depends on who you're working with.
Do you watch finished production of your verticals when they came out on the platform? Do you sit sometimes at home and watch one of your verticals?
I just finished my 31st vertical. I counted.
Really?
I counted recently.
31st.
31 ver I just finished shooting the 31. And because someone had asked me recently, and I was like, and so I have no idea. So I went, I looked. I've done 31. And I think I have only actually seen one in its entirety from beginning to end. There
Yes, yes,
one
yes.
that I saw from beginning to end, where I was able to watch the whole thing. But Most of them I end up not seeing. And the ones that I do see, I generally just see like a scene or two or some clips, something like that. Yeah.
And you are not only an actor, you're also writing, right? And some kind of producing also. So when did you start this? Not as a 7-year-old, I guess.
I started I never thought of myself as a writer until, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, something like that. I had an idea popped into my head, and
A vision.
I'm still a vision. I'm still fascinated by like where ideas come from, if they're just sort of floating around in the atmosphere. Like, how does a person come up with an idea? But that's what we say. I came up with this idea. I had this image in my head. I had an idea for a story. And I started writing it, having really never written anything really before. Just little things here and there, whatever. So I started writing this story. It turned into a screenplay. And it took me about 2 years to basically finish a first draft. And then, of course, it took me a whole bunch of years after that to do another, 25 drafts of it. And then I had this finished screenplay, what I thought was a finished screenplay, and I had no idea what to do with it. And I have a friend who lives in Switzerland, in Geneva, and she knew of this competition that was in Switzerland, and there was no fee. Usually, if you enter into a competition, you have to pay a fee in order to play. But she said, "Hey, there's no fee for this. You can just enter." I was like,
You know,
"Okay,
Switzerland has enough money. They don't need a
out."
fee. They're
And so,
rich.
no fee. So I thought, "Yeah, of course, I'm going to submit to this." It was a screenwriting competition. And again, long story short, I'm going on way too long. But long story short, I ended up winning, which is how I ended up going to Switzerland to do some more work on the screenplay. I went there and I worked. That's when I was up in the Alps for those 2 weeks, whatever. And I went to, and I had a group of actors who, we did a workshop of the screenplay, and so I was doing more working on it. And then that's when I went all over Switzerland. They took me all over to Switzerland again, from Geneva to Locarno or to Zurich, to like everywhere. And they took me to It took me to Italy, which is when I went to Milan, when I went to Venice, and I had a big photo shoot with a big Italian photographer. I went to France. I went to, oh my God, this city called Annecy.
Yeah, I know. Annecy.
Oh.
I know.
It's on the other side
I
of
was
Geneva.
for a school exchange in France.
Annecy was so incredibly beautiful, and I met all these amazing French people and like these amazing Italians, which was that was the real impetus for me to be, to think this is really where I want to be. This is really where I want to have like the third act of my life. So anyway, so that's when I started felt like oh yeah, I'm a writer. And so since then, I've written a few other screenplays, and I wrote a little TV series that started out as a web series. Now it's on Amazon.
Oh, cool. But
So
not a
now
vertical yet?
the web series.
No, did you write a vertical?
No, I haven't written a
Can
vertical
you
one.
please write one with no harassment, with no slapping, with no kidnapping, with no what a good one, please.
In actual fact, I was just talking yesterday. I was on set. It was my last day of shooting on this 31st vertical. I was on set talking with the director, and I told him that I want to pitch an idea to him that I have that I would be interested in writing. And so we'll see what happens. But yes, if I were to write a vertical, there would nobody would punch a woman in the face. Nobody would slap her. Nobody would
Roberta
kick.
tells me, told me she wants to have a Western. She will produce a Western. So if you could write a Western, Roberta would produce it.
There are great ideas for verticals that they have not explored yet. Western is one of them. Also, I have been pushing for months now to have a vertical musical.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, okay. So when you can sing, yes, nice one. But there are a lot of vertical actors who can sing. I have the feeling a lot
Lots
of
of
them are
actors sing and dance, absolutely.
totally singing.
I just did a big a gigantic vertical with an actress named Sophia DeLucchi. I don't know if you know
I
who
know.
she
Yeah, I know. I know. I know her.
Well, Sophia is a musical comedy genius,
Can
and
she also sing?
that's what she does. She's a singer
Really?
and dancer, and she wants to do
Okay.
musicals. So we've been talking about, like, at some point we have to do a vertical musical together.
Absolutely. I'm sure that would be great. Because today I watched a vertical and it was the same. Bad stepmom, stepsister.
Well, what's interesting about all of this is, I mean, the actors have been talking about this for quite a while, this idea of, like, maybe of trying to get away from this formula that they have been using. Because they're all pretty much the same. I mean, and I can tell you that of all of these verticals that I've done, most of the time I play essentially the same kind of guy, the same person. After a while, certainly for an actor, it gets less interesting. But the reason why they do it is because it's popular, because people pay the
Sales.
money and they watch it. So it sells. So if it sells, they're going to continue to do more. So, I mean, the actors can talk to the producers and the apps just so much. They're not going to listen to us. Who they're going to listen to are you. They're going to listen to the viewers. So if the viewers are telling them, listen, no, I'm not going to watch this. This is the same old thing that I've been seeing for 2, 3 years now. I'm not interested anymore. If viewers start doing that, or if viewers start telling them, listen, this is what I would like. This is what I think would be great. Blah blah blah. We might be able to see some change,
No,
which I think.
that's a reason why I started this podcast, because there are a lot of interviews with the actors, and I said, no, I want to have this whole community. My vision, I sometimes have also visions. I will do a monthly episode with the reviews of the month. A little bit fairy tale is really nice. Yeah. Entertaining is really nice. But I was totally shocked. I saw a vertical, I think 3 or 4 weeks of weeks ago. It was normally a nice story, but around this story there was so much violence. I was totally shocked and I turned it off, not because of the story of the leads, but this violence all around the leads. It was so shocking that I said, oh, come on, that's not entertaining. What improvement do you want to see for this vertical industry?
Okay, so I can tell you, I mean, there it is. The future is looking a little bright as far as this stuff is concerned. I recently was cast in a vertical where there was, in fact, quite a lot of violence, and it was all aimed at women,
Yeah, that's shit.
right? And so I think all of us, all of the actors who read this thing, were like, this is just too much. It's just it, like you we have to stop doing this. All of us, we've all been saying this. This particular project I got, the actors were like, we have to stop doing this. You have to go back and rewrite this script. There are ways to tell this story. And there are ways where you can even have these same characters, and tell the same story, but without all of this, like, violence towards women. And it was interesting that again, it was a long story, but in the end, the project ended up being canceled. At first they thought, oh, we could try to rewrite it, but then they just ended up canceling the whole thing. And I think if more of us continue to do that, they will really, it will hurt, it will hit them financially. And that, again, that's always the bottom line, is the money. They will
Yeah,
realize.
sometimes I think, who creates such stories?
Yeah, it's hard
It doesn't
to
make sense.
Wrap your mind around it. Yeah, it's interesting too, because the most of the viewers, an overwhelming number of the viewers of these verticals are women.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. It's an interesting dichotomy. And so again, I go back to that thing where I really think it's up to the viewers to make their voices heard. And I understand your point. There are so many apps and it's very difficult, you know. So you just do it, you know, you do what you can do. Now, on the other hand, I will tell you that I am in a vertical that's coming up pretty soon, which I believe we all believe is going to be huge. We all believe it is going to sort of change the vertical industry as we
Do you
know
know
it.
the name yet?
Yes,
Or is it
it's
the
called.
title which switched 5 times and again
No, I
till
don't
it
think the
comes
title
out?
switched. It's called Game of Choice.
Do you know
And
which platform?
yes, it will be on a platform called Tall Flicks.
Yes, I know this
TALL.
place. I know this platform, yeah.
Tall
I
Flicks.
already had this app, so it's not
Okay,
a new
good.
one.
So that's great. Because they have decided that they want to do the biggest, grandest, best vertical that anyone has seen yet. And it's sort of like, and I'm bringing it up because we're talking about this. It's there is violence in it for sure, because it's an action story. It's very similar to Squid Games, if you know Squid Games,
Yes, I know. Yep.
or Hunger Games. Like, it's that type of thing. There's a competition that we are
Okay.
all involved in. So there's violence for sure. There's lots of action, lots of violence, but none of it is in sort of that misogynistic way where men are taking advantage of women.
No
None of
drugging, no drugging.
it. No, there's no, there's, I mean, there's, I shouldn't say that. There is drugging, and there's all kinds of stuff, but none of it is in that, is done in that way that we're all finding so offensive. You
Ah,
know what I
okay,
mean?
that's good. That's good. That's really good. No, because sometimes when I watch a vertical and I see, okay, the lady got drugged, they got pregnant. Then there are some people who said, okay, make an abortion. There are so many trigger points.
Yeah.
When so many women are watching this, I cannot understand that it works, because for some women, it surely is not an easy
Yeah.
stuff to take. So.
You know, it's again, it's like I said, it's something that we all talk about all the time now. Every time I get a script, that's the first thing that I look for. And I also look for redeeming qualities. If these people are going to do these things, then there has to be some sort of redeeming quality, or there has to be some sort of reason why this is happening, and some sort of resolution that we can all sort of like stomach, or the tone has to be like, this is a terrible person doing terrible things, and this person is, you know, needs to be, you know, disciplined, I guess, whatever. So I think we're trying.
So, how would you say is your balance at the moment between verticals and normal film?
I mean, the truth is, I work in an industry that's still to this day having a very, very difficult time, especially Los Angeles. Los
Really?
Angeles has been hit really hard. There are, you know, if there are 10 scripts that used to be, all 10 of them used to be shot in Los Angeles, now there are maybe three that are shot in Los Angeles. They're shot in other places in the United States, you know, Kentucky and
Yeah, New
Tennessee,
York. I saw
and
New York
Atlanta.
was.
But also a lot of them are shot in in Europe, they can send an entire crew and an entire cast of actors to Bulgaria or Serbia, to these places, and it could be done for half the price. Los Angeles for years now has been having a very difficult time. You can I follow all these producers on Instagram, and every day they tell stories about, this is day number 823 without work. The studios are leaving or have left. There's a mass exodus out of Los Angeles from actors, and it's even worse for the crew. So what the reason why I say this is because what we have now, what actors have now, essentially are verticals. If I'm lucky enough and the occasional horizontal project comes along, like the upcoming film that I'm going to do in Germany, stuff like that, that's great. This is what we have now, especially in Los Angeles, are the verticals. Europe is doing much better. I think from what I can see, Europe seems to be doing much better. Films that are coming out of Italy and France and Spain right now are much more interesting than anything that's coming out of the States.
I always thought that Los Angeles is this dream fabric for film and
It used to be. I mean,
entertainment.
it was for decades, for the entire, for the 20th
Yeah.
century. It was. But unfortunately, not so much anymore.
What do you prefer when you got casted for vertical? What is your, what can I say? What is
Yeah.
your must-have on set? Good food, nice people, or do you have something that you are insisting on having on set? Like a diva, a little bit an Italian diva, I don't know.
I don't think I'm much of a diva at all, actually. I am a vegan,
Okay,
so
that's what Roberta said. Always the food.
it's always about the food on set. And so pretty much I'm lucky. Most of the time they accommodate me. Sometimes there have been mishaps and misunderstandings, but so food on set is really important to me. I mean, if you feed an actor well, an actor's going to be happy. I mean, that's just, especially this actor. So food's always a big thing for me. There are people who I love to work with. I'm very lucky that I get to work with so many people who are great. If there's a particular director who I, and there are many directors who I love working with, I will always try to get on that set somehow. Or if there are certain actors who I know who are doing leads in a show, I will absolutely try to get on a set if I know that certain people are going to be on it. I don't think I have too many demands. What I like to do as far as an actor is I'm always the guy on set who's making jokes and who's laughing and who's, just sort of fucking around. And some people like that, think it's fun, and some people
Yes, I
don't
know.
like it.
I
Some people,
know.
oh man, Vaccaro, shut up already.
Yeah, but come on. Life is serious enough when you're dead, you know?
So I think I'm getting a little bit of a reputation now on set, whereas like, oh God, Michael's
Oh,
gonna
God, Michael
fuck
is coming.
around.
No, please, no.
Michael's gonna fuck around. But I absolutely prefer to do comedy. If in all these verticals, I absolutely try to get them to let me do as much comedy as possible to make as much of what I am doing as funny as possible. Sometimes I just cannot do it. Sometimes they absolutely will not let me do it. I like to improvise. I'm an improviser. Because I went to school for improv for many years. And so I like each take to sort of be different, which again, I think a lot of people like, but also I think it can be problematic when you're trying to get things done and it's so fast. Like, Michael, just say the lines. Okay. Just say the lines that are in the script. Just say. Okay. All right. Okay, I'll try. Because I do like to like just sort of mess around and play around with the character, play around with the lines, and but I love comedy. I love doing comedy. I will do comedy forever. It's just it's the all of it makes me happy, but comedy is the thing that brings me the most joy.
Have it ever happened that you didn't get along with someone on set? Where
Yeah.
you said, oh, come on, no, not this one, no,
There have been a
please.
couple of people, three people that I could think of.
Actors are more behind the cameras, crew members or acting
Yeah,
people,
there have been
because
some.
I think it's very difficult if you cannot get along with a co-star of yours
Well,
to
listen, Ken,
act.
I've been doing this my, like I said, my entire life. And so you are inevitably going to work with people who you don't necessarily get along with. That just happens in life. I mean, people work at jobs forever, sometimes
But
with
then it's
people.
good that's a vertical, so you know, okay, 7 days and I'm out.
Right. But the thing is, you're a professional, so you go to work, and I try to be as pleasant as possible all the time. Like I said, I don't think I'm a diva. I don't think I've ever actually yelled at anybody on a set or like any of that stuff. So you're a professional. You go to work, you do your job, and then you leave. And yeah, I mean, there have definitely been some actors who I haven't gotten along with necessarily, and maybe a couple of directors. But again, I show up on time. I do the work. I think I do it well. And then you shake everybody's hand at the end. You say, thank you so much for the opportunity. And then you go home and then you have a cocktail. Or you don't have a cocktail. I have
No,
a
I can have a cocktail, but without alcohol, you know?
cocktail. Right.
Did you ever take a role or book a role where you later thought, what the heck was that? Why did I take this one?
Yes, for sure. And I'm not gonna lie, there have definitely been roles that I felt were just like, oh God, that was terrible. But sometimes you do things for money.
No, but maybe it's possible that you read a script and then you thought, "Wow, that sounds great. Why, that surely be a good role." But then after acting it, you thought, "Nah, was not so
Yeah, I
my
think maybe,
thing."
you know what? To be honest with you, I'm not sure that I've ever had that experience where I read something and thought it was going to be great and then it turned out to be terrible. That's not true, actually. There, I've done some films where I went into it thinking, oh, this is really going to be great, and then it turns out to be not so great. But the truth is, like if I am 100% present, which I try to be, and do my work, and again, I think I do my work well. I am, even if the project turned out to be not great, in general, I think I'm always pretty happy with my performance. There are, of course, always going to be times where I think, oh, I wish I had done that a little differently. But in general, I think if I know I'm really like present and trying to do a good job, then I'm happy. I have no control of what other people do or how the project ends up turning out. So I can only really, again, try to do the best that I can do.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Last question, because we are already finished, and the five question quickie.
Okay.
I always do with them. You are acting for so long in your life. What did acting taught you lessons for living?
That's a great question, and I have the answer.
That's good.
it
Enlighten me, please.
is I believe that acting, being an actor, has made me a better person. It has given me empathy beyond what I think I would have had I not been an actor. I believe that everybody has a story. Everybody,
Please,
every single person has a story. And I don't know anybody's story, meaning I have no idea what anybody is going through on any particular day. You could have had a terrible day today. There could have been a death in your family. You could have lost a job. You've made an accident. You've lost your money. Like everybody has a story. Everybody has things that are going on for them every single day. And so when you know that, when you sort of go out into the world and treat the world like that, then you have to be, what I have realized is that at least I have to be nice to people. I have to be as nice as I possibly can. And one of the things you learn from being an actor and also having fans, when fans write to me, when I will get DMs from fans who find me on Instagram or whatever, on YouTube, and they will say something like, I was having a really shitty day, and then I watched you. I happened to see you in a vertical, and you made me laugh, and you really made me feel better. I take that very seriously because it's hard to describe how it makes me feel knowing that I have brightened somebody's day. And it might sound corny, but I feel like it just gives me such a high when people say that stuff. It makes me want to be more present. It makes me want to show up more than 100%, because we don't know the impact we could theoretically be having on someone who's having a terrible day, or who really relates to something that I'm doing in a role, or all that stuff. And so when I hear that stuff, when I hear from like fans and stuff who find me and write to me, it always fills me with joy, and sometimes it's overwhelming, in fact.
So it's a win-win.
Absolutely. So yeah. So again, acting, being an actor, has given me what I believe is a tremendous amount of empathy, which I don't think is a burden.
No, absolutely not. So I can say to you, you've enlightened my evening. I'm
Okay.
going with a smile later to
Well,
bed.
I'm happy about that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So let's do the five question quickie.
Okay.
First one, what's your favorite dish at the moment?
Kunafe. You know what this is?
Nope.
It's a Middle Eastern dessert. And even though I'm a vegan, I will let myself have it maybe once a year because it has cheese in it. But
Ah.
in general, it would have to be lasagna for sure.
Yeah, but question. Italy, tiramisu? Oh, come on.
I mean, I love tiramisu, of course, but I can only pick one thing, right? You said so. But my favorite food in general is absolutely Italian, for sure. And Middle Eastern would be a very close second.
What's your favorite film at the moment?
Of
Not
all
one,
time,
it may be one of your own, or maybe it's a.
my favorite movie of all time is a film by Federico Fellini, and it's called La Dolce Vita.
Ah, okay, I know it. I know it. I know this movie. And
My
your
favorite
favorite song?
of all time.
Who puts it, you can turn on and you're totally in a good mood.
A pretty easy one for me. My favorite song of all time is, it's called Last Dance, and it's performed by the late great Donna Summer.
Donna Summer. What's the melody of this song?
So let's dance the last dance tonight. It's a disco song from the
Yeah.
70s.
Okay, I was not born in the 70s.
All right, well, look it up. Last Dance by Donna
Last
Summer.
Dance. Okay, so what's your favorite vertical?
Of mine or anything.
You can tell me one of yours, and you can also, I don't know if you watch verticals, other verticals, I don't know.
So like I said earlier, that I don't really get to watch a lot of them. My favorite
So
one of mine so far is definitely one that I did with Noah Fernley and Ashley. I don't know if you saw it. It was a comedy called Oops, I Married My Enemy.
yes, I saw.
That was
I
my
saw
favorite
it.
one. That's my favorite one that I've done. But also, I'm sorry, this is a shameless plug. Game of Choice is coming soon, hopefully this month in September, and I believe it is going to be fantastic. I think people are going to be shocked and surprised by how great it is, how different it is from everything else you've seen in a vertical before. Game of Choice.
Game of Chase Tall Flicks. Okay, so we will definitely put it on the review of the month episode
Okay.
then when
All right.
it's out, I'm sure. And what kind of genre do you want to see? You said musical, but is there any genre you want to see in the vertical world more?
Again, well, besides musicals, I don't really, we've had a ton of rom-coms, romantic comedies. And like I said before, I love doing comedy. I really want to see like just a full out comedy, not a rom-com, but just like a full out bananas, crazy, over the top comedy.
And that's crazy.
That's what I want.
Did you ever get a lead in a vertical?
I am not a lead in verticals. I am always the the major supporting guy, like the lead's father or the lead's boss or the angry CEO. I'm always the like that supporting guy. I think they should have a vertical where the leads are in their 40s or 50s. I think people in their 40s or 50s are very interesting, have lived interesting lives, have stories to tell. And
I know I cannot. I'm not telling you at the moment how old I am, but I'm more than 30. A lot
sure. I mean,
more.
obviously me too. So, I absolutely feel like they should do more of that. They should have absolutely where the leads are in their,
Would you play a lead?
would I? Of course, absolutely. Sure.
Okay, so we have to notice. Get Michael a lead and a musical. Mostly a musical lead would be great for you.
That would be great. I'll do some tap dancing. It'll be fantastic.
Oh, tap dancing. I will look what I can do for you, Michael.
All right. Thanks. I'd appreciate
I
it.
thank you very much for this conversation
My
from
pleasure.
Michaela to Michael. In Italy, then it's called Michele, huh?
Bailey, that's what's on my birth certificate.
Really? Michele?
Bailey, yeah.
Oh, come on. If I had known this,
Yay,
I would only.
Vincenzo
Oh, Vincenzo. Okay, so you definitely have to live in Italy someday. Your
Vaccaro. I do.
name needed.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Your name absolutely needed. So when you're in Germany, let me know.
Of course, 100%.
If I, but I
I
can
got
you.
my.
But I can show you really nice countrysides here in South Germany.
I look for.
We will keep that in mind.
Good, good, good. Because I want to travel everywhere, of course.
But when you are even, hopefully you come, so November would be great, because then here the Christmas markets,
That
so
would be
nice.
lovely.
That's
That
so
would be.
nice here. The Christmas, pre-Christmas time is very nice in Germany.
Well,
But then it's cold.
yes, it
Think
is
of
called.
good clothing.
I'll buy something. I'll give you the name of the director, my German director who's directing this film. So you could call him and say, "Hey, hurry up."
Listen, I have some questions about Michael and when he's coming, because I'm his personal assistant.
Fantastic. I love that, sir.
I will be your German personal assistant, okay?
Thank you.
So thank you very much. I wish you a beautiful Sunday in a
Thank you.
sunny California.
Yes. I'm going to go out and
And
work my tan today.
let's see what we can do for your musical, for your lead, for warm weather in Europe, for the Christmas market, maybe Christmas market with warm weather. Who knows?
I
We will
love
see.
all of that. Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for this.
very much.
This was great fun.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And have a beautiful Sunday. Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.